The following is general advice only and should not be construed as accounting, legal, or any other professional advice. The details of your situation are fact-dependent, and you are advised to seek the help of a competent professional. What's happened, everyone? Making the CPA exam more exciting than it should be. This is CPA Reviewed, the podcast of another71.com. All right, well, it's Wednesday, November 23rd, and that means that probably a lot of you are not working today because you have the day off or the day before Thanksgiving. But, I did not do a podcast last week, and so I really felt like I had let myself down. I would say that I let people down, but I'm not sure if people even listen to this thing. Well, actually, that's not true. Someone posted on Twitter, "Hey, where's the podcast?" So I think we're now up to 2 listeners. All right, today's show has a lot of questions, so let's get to it. As always, you can send your questions, comments, hate mail to Ask Jeff. Go to another71.com, click in the upper right-hand corner, and you can leave your question or comment there, or you can post it on Facebook, facebook.com/another71. June is up first. Jeff, I need your advice. I don't have kids, and studying for the CPA exam is now my full-time job. I thought I would be able to sit for all 4 tests within 1 month. I've taken 2 tests already, and will have to take 2 more. I study about 8 to 10 hours per day, but I don't think it's enough. I know that I did not do well on my first 2 exams, and I don't think I'll be ready for my last 2 exams. I feel very overwhelmed and need direction and new strategies. I'm waiting for my results, and if I don't pass, I would take them over again in January or February. Can you suggest any study strategies that could help me? Well, first of all, I think you're probably, even though you are studying full-time and treating studying for the exam like a job, I think you probably have too much on your plate. I would only study for 1 exam section at a time, and I would space them out. So let's say that you're going to take a mid-January exam. So you start in December for exam number 1, and you study for 6 weeks, and then you take your first exam, and then you take your second, so maybe you take a day off. So you take your exam on January 15th, in theory. You take a day off, and then you start studying for your second section, January 17th. I realize that even though you're studying full-time, you feel like you need to take more exams. But, well, I guess, if you're studying, 8 to 10 hours a day, man, that's a lot. Okay, if you're studying 8 to 10 hours a day, is it, and only you know this, but is it quality study time? I mean, you're putting in 8 hours, but are you only really getting 4 hours worth of real study time out of it? Or are you actually performing at a high level all 8 hours? If that's the case, then that's fine. So, in theory, you could study. So you study 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, take 2 days off, and doing some Spidey math, in 2 weeks, you've studied 80 hours. So in 3 weeks, you've put in 120 hours. Maybe instead of stretching it out over 6 weeks, maybe you go in and take an exam section every 3 or 4 weeks. And maybe that's not a bad plan, but only you know how much is too much. And they let you take the exam whenever you want, basically, two months out of each quarter. So take advantage of it. Don't feel like, I mean, this isn't the paper and pencil days where you have to study for all four sections and go in and take it. Granted, the CPA exam is, I would say, well, it's harder than it was during the paper and pencil days. If I said much, if I said it was much harder, there'd be some 60-year-old CPAs that would fall out of their chair. So who does this young kid think he is? That sounded more like a 80-year-old voice than a 60-year-old voice. But anyway, yeah. Okay, so as far as your strategy, you follow that plan. You study 3 to 4 weeks. I mean, this is because you are studying full-time. Go and take an exam, take a break, and then do it again. And see, you basically have with the blackout month, you have 12 weeks. So in essence, you could easily probably fit in 3 exams doing that per window if you start in December and go in and take your first exam very early January, take another exam at the end of January, take another exam at the end of February. But for anyone who is working full-time, don't do that. There's no reason to do that. But in your case, June, that's what I would do. And I would follow the Ninja framework. You watch all the videos first. Then you do all the multiple choice questions. And you take notes over your videos and your multiple choice questions. Then you rewrite your notes. And then you start to do a final review where you're working multiple choice questions over your weak spots. You have this killer set of notes. But, you know, in your case, when you're trying to really rock it out in 3 to 4 weeks, maybe you don't spend a week rewriting your notes, but that's up to you. I hope that helps. If nothing else, if you take nothing else away from my little rant there, don't put so much pressure on yourself. And I think that if you ease up on the accelerator a little bit and relax and take advantage of this precious gift that you have, which is studying full time, I think people would kill for that. just relax, go in, execute on exam day, and move on. You'll be fine. Calvin writes, my review course is suggesting that I study all four sections at the same time to get a better grasp of the whole accounting system. While I'm sure these people know what they're doing, I can't agree with it since that would be too much information and I would forget what I've learned. Would you suggest to work on one subject or move to another? Work on one subject and then move to another, or study all four exam sections at the same time? Man, I think anyone who tells you to study all four at once, I think that's crazy talk. And this is not the paper and pencil days. This is the computerized CPA exam. The exam is harder now, but they let you take the exam a la carte. You can roll in and take financial, regulation, whatever you want to take. Stick to one and then move on, for sure. Meso writes, man, I'm terrible with names. I have passed regulation. I took BEC in October and I'm awaiting my results. I'm taking financial at the end of November. I plan to take audit in January or February 2012. I can't decide whether I should buy audit material this year or wait for 2012 materials. I honestly don't think it makes any difference. And if you if you study an auditing course for 2011, study it in December, go in and take your exam in early January, I don't think that it puts you at any sort of disadvantage, because maybe aside from a new tax law that they're going to test, maybe something that was implemented in 2011, which is now eligible 6 months later in 2012. Aside from that, the CPA, your study materials are not going to change on a material level. So if your review materials are updated as of July 2011, I think you're good to go for 2012. Of course, the caveat, the disclaimer, you know, it's always a best practice to study with updated materials. But if it were me, I would say you're good to go. It's up to you though, right? Jason writes, I took auditing today and I think it did well on the multiple choice questions, but the simulations were extremely tough. Are the scores coming out faster now? I think instead of starting to study for the next section, I should wait and see if I failed so I can study again for audit and take it in January. What are your thoughts? Yeah, the scores are coming out faster now. And yeah, take a break. See if you passed auditing or not. Hopefully you did. But so yeah, take a break for that reason. And also just take a break just to keep some semblance of sanity going. You don't want to just keep studying. You need after you go and take an exam, you need at least a 1 to 2 day break. Man, when I passed financial, I took a 1 year break. I felt like I'd pass a CPA exam when I passed financial, which is also, it also contributed to me losing my financial credit after my back-to-back 74s on regulation. But hey, that's, what do they say? That's all water under the bridge now. All right. Okay, here's another tough name. I'm just not going to say it because I'm going to butcher it. I cleared the BEC section and my credit expires February 29th, 2012. I know I'm going to get emails like, what? Why can't you pronounce these names? I'm just like, I'm sorry. I'm just a dumb kid from Kansas. I'm not cultured. All right. I have the other three sections to pass. I have a 1 year old kid and all the household work to take care of. I am hardly finding time to study. I start preparing for auditing as I plan to sit for one exam by the end of this month. I haven't covered the majority of the material as of now. What can I do to pass three sections in a short period of time? Okay, to recap, BEC credit expires February 29th, 2012. Okay. And there's a child at home to take care of and trying to study. Okay, you have the world's most difficult job because it sounds like you're staying home with a child. See, I have five kids and my wife has the toughest job in the whole world because she stays home with those five kids and I get to leave every day. But so the reason why I leave every day is because I will get nothing done at home. So I can kind of picture the battle that you're facing here. Okay. Well, your one-year-old takes naps. We know that. So whenever your one-year-old is taking a nap, then you should be studying. And as far as the housework goes, that can all be done when your child is awake. I have a, gosh, how old is he? Six. I have a 6 month old. I have a 6 month old, and I know I can put him in like that bouncy thing, and with all these little gadgets and mirrors and things for him to look at and spin around with his hand. And I know if I want to help my wife with the dishes, I can put them in there and he'll look at me and jump and bounce around and spin stuff and I can do the dishes. Well, you can do the same thing. Just take that thing room to room, you know, whatever you're doing, folding clothes, vacuuming. It's kind of funny when you have a young child and you turn the vacuum on, you kind of have to look at them and smile and reassure them that everything is okay because that big loud noise is really scary. And then once they see that okay, everything's okay, then they smile and bounce around again. but pretty much you still have to study, okay? I mean, housework and taking care of the child, that while those are obstacles and blessings, you know, they're blessings, but you still have to study. And so, you know, maybe you walk around the house with your laptop, whatever room you're in. You have like the Wiley test bank up and you're just working questions. Basically, what you need to do is chip away at it. Don't say, oh man, I need 3 hours of block study time. You're not going to get 3 hours of block study time, except for maybe at night. But so you need to chip away at it, you know, in 10-minute segments. That's going to be the key for you, is these 10-minute study segments, and just chip away at it, okay? And yeah, you can pass 3 sections by February. You start studying now. It's December. You start studying in December, and you take one exam very early January, which means, man, it's going to be tough, but studying over Christmas and New Year's, it's something that you're going to have to do. And I don't know if you're married or not, but if so, your spouse or whoever is going to have to accommodate you on that and not give you a hard time if it's a goal for you to pass. Now, and so you take the exam early January, you take another exam late January, and then you take another exam like February 28th. But don't get yourself into a jam and not schedule that February exam until like it's too late, because you know what? Everyone and their mother is going to try to take an exam late February. So you need to schedule that thing now. Otherwise, you're going to find yourself traveling to another city out in Podunk to I don't know if Podunk has a Sylvan Learning Center, so anyway, schedule it now. Anonymous writes, I hope this isn't the hacker group Anonymous, because I don't want to be on their radar. I've been out of school for 2 years and have no accounting related experience. So out of school for 2 years, no accounting experience. I've been working as a loan processor, and I'm tired of this position. I applied and was approved to sit for the exams, but the fact that I have no work experience and that it's been a while since my last accounting class is stressing me out. I'm thinking about buying Wiley. I also decided to study full-time, no work and no school. Can I pass if I put in 6 to 8 hours a day and spend 3 to 4 weeks on your section? The advice that I'm going to give you, that I would give you, is the same that I gave to June, who is studying 8 to 10 hours a day. So that still applies. But as far as being out of school for 2 years, not a big deal at all. A lot of candidates have, you know, I'm just going to say your average age of a candidate, I don't know, 25-ish, because a lot of people graduate with their bachelor's degree and then have to go back to night school or whatever to get their 150. Because you know, you have to have 150 hours in order to be able to protect the public, right? Oh, wait. They released something that said that no evidence was shown that 150 versus 120 makes the public any safer, but hey, we're going to keep that rule anyway. Anyway, I digress. So being out of school for 2 years, not a big deal at all. Most people are like that. And having, because if your whatever review course that you're going to use, if it's worth buying, then it should have everything that helps you. It should contain everything that you need in order to pass the CPA exam. So it doesn't matter if you haven't had accounting classes in a while, because your review course should review or teach everything that you need to know. And as far as work experience, that's not a big deal, because unless you're going to get licensed, and the only reason why you would get licensed is if you want to have a dumb blog like me, where you hold yourself out as a CPA, or you want to put anonymous CPA on a business card, or if you want to sign audit reports or whatever, yeah, then you need to be licensed. Or if you want to do bookkeeping or tax work, and even whisper that you pass a CPA exam or imply it, then you need to be licensed. So, but if you want to go work in industry and work in operations accounting and crank out general ledger reports and do SOX compliance and all that stuff, you don't need to be licensed. And if you walk into your average Fortune 500 accounting department, you'll see a lot of people who used to work in public accounting, who used to be licensed, who let their license lapse because CPE is expensive and stupid. Well, it's stupid if you're not going to hold yourself out to the public. It's also stupid because, you know, I could go get 80 hours of farmer tax CPE school, and if I never do farm returns, then it's not really relevant, is it? But hey, it still counts for CPE. Man, I'm on a roll today. So that's not a big deal. And you can always go to work for some accounting firm or whatever your state's requirements are for licensing and work experience later. But jump into the exam now. Brian writes, I messed up and waited too long to reserve my spot to take my exam section. I live in Georgia, and I've taken and passed my three previous exam sections in Georgia and plan on being licensed in Georgia. The only slot ProMetric has that will fit my schedule is in Alabama. Is this an issue? No, it's not. You can go, you know, I had a friend who lived in Kansas, and just due to the 150-hour rule, wanted to take the exam. So he registered as a Colorado candidate and then promptly rolled down the street and took his exam as a Colorado candidate in Kansas. It's not a big deal. As long as you're a Georgia candidate, you can schedule it in California if you want to. It makes no difference. Andrew writes, for someone who hasn't passed any parts yet, do you think it's better to keep taking one part until you pass that part, or should you take all four parts in a row and see how you do? Your thoughts are appreciated. I would stick to that one part. Yeah. There are some benefits to having taken certain sections as far as it applies to studying for other exam sections. For instance, if you've taken regulation and you understand deferred taxes, well, when you're studying for financial and you see deferred taxes, you're like, oh, I know what that is. And also, if you've taken financial, since auditing is about auditing financial statements, there's certainly some benefits there, but it's it's not an absolute must that you have taken one section before the other. So if you're struggling with financial right now, just stick with financial. That's what I would do. All right. Another question. I passed all four sections in September 2010 through the New Hampshire State Board. Since then, I've been trying to find an opportunity in the U.S. where I can get my license. I need your advice on how I can get a license in the U.S. and how should I apply since I only have a tourist visa and not a work visa, which isn't easy to get. That is a tough question, and that's definitely not my area of expertise. Well, I guess first things first, you need to get a work visa. And I don't even know how the licensing works for people with work visas. Whatever state you want to live in and get licensed in, call up their 800 number, the Board of Accountancy, and ask. And whoever answers the phone, like, look up who the director is on the website. Ask to speak with the director of that state board, because you need to go straight to the top on that issue and just lay it out for them. Okay, this is what's going on. This is where I am. This is where I want to be. What do I need to do? Call the state board for sure. Catherine writes, I've taken the CPA exam twice and failed and then took a year off. I'm ready to gear up and take it again and get serious this time. Do you have any advice on which part to take first? I've been out of school for 5 years and currently only work in tax. Well, Catherine, there's two schools of thought on which exam section to take first. One is take what is perceived to be the hardest exam first. That way, when you pass it, then your 18-month window gets rolling when you already have that under your belt. So in that instance, I would say go with financial accounting and reporting first. But you say that you work in tax, so maybe you want that quick win, and because there's certainly a motivating factor to getting that quick win. It's kind of like getting out of debt, paying off that first $500 credit card. Kind of put some wind in your sails, or losing weight. You know, you don't want to exercise hardcore for a week, then not lose any weight. You want to see that you've lost a couple pounds at least. And so the same thing with CPA exam. Maybe you get some motivation because you take regulation, which is 60% tax. You say you work in tax. So maybe that's an easier exam for you. So, if it were me, I would jump into financial though. Eric writes, I'm trying to find information on getting a new notice to schedule to reschedule regulation, which I'm going to take in 10 days. This question was obviously written before November 23rd. So this is like mid-November. My NTS expires December 27th. Is it possible to get a new notice to schedule without having to pay another $211? Thanks for the help. Okay. I'm trying to find information on getting a new notice to schedule to reschedule regulation. I give up. I don't understand the question. All right. Eric is trying to reschedule reg. Oh. Okay. No. Okay. I must be dumb today. Okay. Well, if you don't take this exam in November and your NTS expires in December, which is a blackout month, then you're just going to have to eat that $211, period. So there's really no reason to not take the exam because you're going to lose that money either way. And it's not like you can reschedule into December because that doesn't work. So There's no reason for you to not take your exam. And yes, you will have to pay the extra $211. Lisa writes, I'm a CPA candidate looking to sit for all four sections in 2012. Can I get 18 months of access to the Wiley Test Bank? Can you tell me more about Wiley? Well, Wiley has two options, the 4 month access and 1 year access. I'm a reseller of Wiley, so I buy access and then resell it on my site. I only buy and resell the 1 year access because the price between the two is negligible. And if you fail your exam section, then you don't want to buy new software. So that's why I buy the 1 year. They don't have 18 month access, but I don't think that's a big deal because, unless you buy like all four parts, but even then, it will expire after a year, and then you'll have to like whatever exam you have left, if that's even the case. Then you'll need to buy a new pin after that. But so can tell you more about Wiley. Basically, the Wiley software, it's very affordable, and almost all CPA exam review providers that have software, they buy their questions from the exact same place, which is the AICPA. So if one software costs a gajillion dollars, and if Wiley costs less than a gajillion dollars, It's actually less than 100. It's the same questions. And so, anyway, it's very, very good. It's a very good value. Well, that's all she wrote for this edition of CPA Reviewed. Thank you to everyone for sending your questions and comments. If I did not get to your question or comment this week, I will definitely get to it next week. And happy Turkey Day, everyone. Be safe. I'll talk to you soon.